Title: Pad No Choices for Moody Intros Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This lesson is all about Pad No Choices for Moody Drum and Bass Intros, specifically the Advanced Mindset. You're not writing big chord progressions, you're implying harmony with a few perfectly chosen notes, voiced in a way that feels cinematic, tense, and still mix ready when the real weight of the track shows up. Because in Rolling DNB, the intro isn't trying to be the song. It's building a world. It's suggesting gravity. It's making the listener lean in. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar intro where the pad evolves and states there's a stable anchor note your drop can inherit, and the tension increases without you spamming chord changes or turning the mix into low mid soup. Let's set the context first. Set your project tempo to around 170 to 174 BPM. Then choose a home key that fits DNB really naturally. F sharp minor, G minor, A minor, D minor, those are classics for a reason. They sit well with bass design, they're comfortable for darker palettes, and they translate into that system music vibe without you trying too hard. Now decide your intent. Is this intro teasing the drop key so it already feels like we're in the same universe as the drop? Or are you going to misdirect, using a borrowed color note that makes the drop feel like a release when it finally lands? Here's the advanced mindset that makes this whole lesson work. Your pad does not need to progress much. It needs to suggest a world. Now step 1. Choose a pedal note. This is the anchor. Create a MIDI track and name it PAD. In that track, write one long note in the low range of your pad. If you're in F sharp minor, try F sharp 2 or F sharp 3. The exact octave depends on the sound, but as a rule, if your pad is thick and wide, go a little higher. If it's thin and airy, you can afford lower, and I mean long. Hold that note for 8 bars, 16 bars, even the entire intro. This is a pedal tone, and it works so well in DNB because the drop bass often centers around a root, or maybe a simple two-note movement. When the intro already has a stable true note, everything feels grounded and ominous, even if the drums aren't there yet. One teacher note here: a pedal tone is not boring. It's confident. It's the difference between I'm noodling on a keyboard and I'm building tension on purpose. Step 2. Pick a dark palette. Instead of thinking, what chords do I play? Think, what set of notes am I allowed to pull from that reliably feels moody? Palette option 1 is natural minor. It's safe, emotional, and it won't fight the genre. Option 2 is Dorian. Still minor, but with a slightly lifted feeling. Great for liquid, rollers, anything that moves forward without turning happy. Option 3 is Phrygian. That's instant threat. The flat 2 is one of the most effective tension notes in dark intros. Option 4 is harmonic minor. Cinematic, sharp, and it has that major 7 pullback to the root. It's a very storytelling sound. Quick DNB reality check. Phrygian and harmonic minor are money for darker intros, but only if you don't overstack notes. You're using spices, not making soup. Now step 3. Build implied chords. This is where most people either get it right or they accidentally write a piano progression that belongs in another genre. In this style, you're usually living in 2 to 4 notes total, not counting layers. And you're voicing them like a pad, not like a triad exercise. Here's a reliable formula. Keep the pedal root constant. Add a minor third for sadness. Add a fifth for stability if you need it. And then choose one color note for tension. So in F sharp minor, your core identity would be F sharp, A, and maybe C sharp. Then for your color note, choose one. E, the minor 7, gives you spacious depth. G, the flat 2, gives you threat. D, the minor 6, gives you weight and darkness. And E sharp, which is basically F natural, the major 7, gives you that sharp cinematic pull toward the root. Now, voicing. This matters more than the note choice sometimes. Do not stack these notes close together in the low mid. If you do, your pad will feel like a cloudy blanket and your future bass will arrive sounding smaller. Instead, spread it. Keep F sharp as your pedal down low, like F sharp 2 or F sharp 3. Put the minor third, A, up in the A3 to A4 zone. And put your color note even higher, like E4 up to E5. That spacing does two things. It keeps the mix clean, and it makes the tension feel like air and anxiety instead of mud and confusion. Ableton workflow tip. Write your little cluster, then stretch it, make it long, and for movement, change only one note at a time every 2 to 4 bars. That's the voice leading rule. Move one note by one scale step whenever possible. It sounds intentional, like film scoring, and it prevents that keyboard progression vibe. Now step 4, create 3 intro states. Think of your intro in 8 bar blocks. The pad should level up in stages. State 1, bars 1 to 8, empty and ominous. Maybe it's just the pedal root, or root plus the fifth. If you add anything else, make it one high note, super minimal, like a distant E floating above. Day 2, bars 9 to 16, introduce the minor identity. Now you add the minor third. Now it becomes emotionally readable. You can also bring in the minor 7 for depth. You're still not progressing, you're just revealing the world. Day 3, bars 17 to 24. Introduce a problem note. This is where you briefly flash danger. Flat 2 or major 7. 1 to 2 bars only. Then remove it. That push-pull is the entire trick. The listener hears, wait, something's wrong, and then you pull it back, so they're left craving the impact. Extra coach concept. Think in gravity notes, not chords. Home notes are things like the root, the fifth, the minor third, and the minor 7. Danger notes are flat 2, tritone, major 7, flat 6. Spend most of your time in home. Then flash danger right before an arrangement change. And here's another big one. Register controls emotion. Low notes feel like weight and dread. Mid register is where the story is readable. High register is anxiety, air, ghosts. So keep the pedal lower, and keep your danger note higher. If you put the danger note low, it stops feeling like tension and starts feeling like a chord change. Now step 5, sound design the pad with stock Ableton devices, but keep it mix ready. You can use Wavetable or analog. In Wavetable, start simple. Oscillator 1 on a basic shape, something sine-ish or triangle-ish. Oscillator 2 can be a little more textured, like a saw, but keep the level low. Use unison, 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount moderate. You want width, not a swarm. Then filter it. A low pass 24 is a great start. Cutoff could be anywhere from 300 up to 2K depending on how intense you want it. Add a touch of drive only if the pad needs presence. Then build your effects chain. First, EQ 8. High pass the pad somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz. If you're making heavy DNB, don't be shy here. You're protecting the drop. If it's cloudy, dip around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh, you can gently shelf down from around 8 to 10K. Second, auto filter for movement. Low pass mode, subtle drive. Map cutoff to a macro if you're using a rack. Add an LFO. Small amount, synced around 1/8 to 1/4 so it's a slow pulse, not a wobble. Third, some width. Chorus ensemble can work, but keep it subtle. If it starts sounding like 1998 trance, reduce the amount and slow the rate. And advanced constraint for practice later, you can also avoid chorus entirely and use pitch drift instead, which I'll mention in a second. Fourth, hybrid reverb. All are shimmer, but very low on shimmer. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds so the pad keeps definition. And darken the reverb with a high cut so the tail doesn't turn into bright mist. Fifth, utility. Engage bass mono. Even though you've high-passed, it's a good safety move. And be careful with width. Don't go crazy unless you know exactly how it'll translate. Automation idea that really sells the intro. Slowly open the auto filter cutoff over 16 bars. Push reverb wet slightly higher into the last 4 bars before the drop. Then slam the reverb down right before the first drop hit. That sudden dryness makes the drop feel like it arrives in 4K. Now, sound design extra. If you want motion without obvious chorus wobble, try subtle pitch drift. Use vibrato at a tiny amount, or use Wavetable's LFO to modulate fine pitch by just a few cents. Super slow, like 0.05 to 0.15 Hz if it's free running. That gives tape unease, not seasick pad. And if your pad is wide but blurry, do this. Put utility last with bass mono on. Then use EQ 8 in mid/side mode and cut some low mid in the sides, around 200 to 500 Hz. The center stays strong, the sides stay pretty, and club systems won't smear it. Now step 6, arrangement moves that make the pad notes hit harder. Here's a solid 32-bar blueprint. Bars 1 to 8, pedal pad plus texture, like final or field noise. No drums. Bars 9 to 16, add distant break chops, high passed so they feel far away. Pad reveals the minor third. Bars 17 to 24, introduce the danger tone briefly. Add risers or FX tails. Bars 25 to 32, bring in ghost kick pulses or a sub teaser note. Open the filter a bit more. Last bar, quick mute, stop, or reverb cut. Then drop. Ableton trick. Add simple delay with ping pong very low and high pass the delay return. It creates a questioning tail that reinforces your tension notes without making the whole pad louder. Advanced variation if you want to level this up even more. Split the pad into two brains. Pad low is just the pedal and maybe an occasional fifth. Heavily filtered, more mono. Pad high carries the movement. Two note diodes, wider, brighter, more reverb, more automation. Now you can mute pad high for one bar and create negative space without losing the floor. That's such a pro move for tension. Another arrangement trick, the harmonic mute. If your pad has the minor third making it clearly minor, remove that note for one bar. Suddenly it's ambiguous. Then bring it back and it hits harder. And a pre-drop impact trick, widen then collapse. Final two bars, increase width on the pad high layer. Then on the last beat before the drop, collapse to mono and kill the reverb send. The drop feels wider even if it technically isn't, because your ear just experienced a camera zoom in. Now let's cover common mistakes quickly, because these are the ones that sabotage the whole idea. Mistake 1. Too many chord tones. Big jazz stacks in the low mid equals mud and a weak drop. Mistake 2. The pad fights the future bass. If your pad has energy below about 120 Hz, your sub will feel smaller. High pass early. Mistake 3. Root changes every bar. That's not rolling DNB energy. Use pedal tones and slow shifts. Mistake 4. Tension notes held too long. Flat 2 and major 7 are powerful. Use them briefly. Mistake 5. Overwide low mids. Y200 to 600 can smear on club rigs. Control it. Now a quick mini practice exercise you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. Choose G minor. Write a pedal note. G2 for 8 bars. Add two notes above. BB3, the minor 3rd, and F4, the minor 7th. Then on bar 7 only, replace F4 with AB4. That's your flat 2 color. Just one bar. Then back. Sound design. Make a wavy-table pad with a low-pass filter. EQ high pass at 120 Hz. Hybrid reverb around 15-25%, and keep it dark. Automate auto filter cutoff rising slightly over the 8 bars. Then add a distant break loop. High passed around 300-600 Hz, just to test the mood. Your checkpoint question is simple. Does bar 7 create tension that makes you want bar 9 to drop? If yes, you're doing the real job of the intro. Let's recap the core philosophy so it sticks. Moody DNB intros are built on pedal tones, not constant chord changes. Use small voicings, 2-4 notes, and focus on one tension note at a time. Natural minor is safe, Phrygian and harmonic minor are darker, but use the danger notes briefly. This audio version is shortened for playback.